Hi, mamas. Good evening. Yes, I've sort of been in and out because I've been trying to charge my phone at different intervals. I've been in multiple places all throughout the day, but like I said, I'm here for you guys for the next 2 weeks. So I've been saying all throughout today that I was going to share my personal story with my own children on picky eating. This is going to be a long audio, so after this, I'm actually going to close the group so that everybody has time to actually listen to the audio and digest it. Because my story is not one that just has a part. I have seen it all. So if you are just finding out or haven't known for a while, I have two children. I had them in a space of about a year and 4 months. So my oldest is three and the youngest is two, a boy and a girl. My oldest is a girl, the youngest is a boy. So when I first, had my daughter, first time mom, I made up in my heart and in my mind that no matter what I was going to face, I was not going to buy excessive amounts of cereal. When my daughter turned 6 months, I bought cereals. I've always had nannies. I actually have two, actually, because it's just the way that my household functions. Helps me to think, helps me to clear my mind and all. So when I had her, yes, like I was saying, so I actually wanted to make sure that I fed her real meals. Now, because I've had nannies really from the onset of when she started transitioning to solid, I had to also train them. I played a major big role in ensuring that the meals were always good. Now, we started with Cerelac, and it was one particular kind of Cerelac. I always made sure it was one particular kind. And I, again, mental note to myself, she was only going to eat one kind of cereal. I never had multiple kinds of cereals, one kind of cereal. The rest of her meals were solids. Mom's, when she was 5 months, 3 weeks, I remember that very evidently because just before she turned 6 months, me and my mom fed her pap, regular pap. That day, I cried myself to sleep because I'd never seen her cry so much and struggle so much not to eat food. The next morning, I wiped my tears. Then I didn't even know how to make pap. Wiped my tears, begged the nanny in my mom's house to help me make the pap early in the morning, added the milk, and I waited for her to wake up. We went out to the veranda in my parents' house then because I was staying with my mom for a bit. Went out to the veranda and I looked my daughter in the face and I said, "You will eat real food. However you want to do it, me and you will eat real food." We started. That second day, I gave her the pap. She took small. I threw away the other one. That's also a point to note. You're going to throw away a lot of food. I threw away the other one. Later in the day, we gave her Cerelac. She slept, gave her formula. Sometimes I would breastfeed and all that. In the evening, I gave her the pap again, made the pap again, and she ate some. Maybe by about 6.5 months, pap was now a regular, so we would eat cereal once a day, eat pap maybe or two to three times a day. Then I started blending. I've always blended. In fact, I designated a particular kind of blender to her. And mommy's did I blend. Sweet potatoes, carrots, yam porridge, plantain porridge. My God, did I beans! I will cook beans then. You people are even lucky. When I started, I didn't know anything about August Secrets. Didn't know anything about didn't know anything about any of these vendors that you have access to right now. I blended like Kilo Day. In fact, I have a picture on Instagram. The year, the date is even there, 2016. I blended mommies. And she would eat. Oh, she made me so happy. She would eat it. I was dancing, I was singing. Then she was about 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, I say ladies and gentlemen, there are no gentlemen here. Ladies, when she was about 8 months or so, also, okay, let me not even get into that part. When she was about 8 months or so, I had changed nannies. And I noticed that when I changed nanny, her eating habits were not as great. I wasn't working then, but I was, trying to keep myself busy. So the nanny would handle her during the day. I would do other activities. But I began to notice that food in her plate was more than normally what she would leave behind, because my daughter never actually really used to finish her meals. It depends on the days and depends on the meal. So when that actually started happening, I had to ask my nanny what's going on. She says, when she will eat the food, she will just vomit. I said, eh? I've never seen that one. She said, ah, madam, she has been doing it since. I said, let me feed my daughter myself. I fed her. She ate the food. I was like, what was this silly girl talking about? 10 minutes later, everything I fed her came back up. She did this for a month straight. Like, picture you feeding three different meals every time, and this child will vomit part of the food for a full month straight. I actually thought she had gastric reflux. Like, I took her to the pediatrician, they told me nothing was. And again, why I even started this challenge, and why when Labake asked me to help her do this, I said I would give it my heart and my soul. I had no one, no help, no person on Instagram to reach out to, nobody to report my case to. Even my mother then would say, you did it as a child, so just deal with it. My husband wasn't really even helpful either, so I felt so alone. But you know what kept me going? I said, me and you are going to get to the end of this phase. I remember there was a post I saw on someone's page. I can't remember the page it was. And the post said, everything you go through with a child is a phase. Look at the light at the end of the tunnel. And that kept me going, because I believed that I needed to keep looking at that light. This vomiting stage will pass. A month or so later, one day I gave her food, she swallowed it. I watched, watched. She didn't bring it out. Next time I gave her food, she didn't like the food. She refused to eat it. I said, okay, oh, no problem. Thank you. I said, no problem. I was like, all right, though, she's eating it. Anyway, the truth of the matter is, she did this in cycles, actually. So it would get better at a point and she'd be fine. And then maybe when she turned like 18 months or something, different cycles, she would start a new style. Then she started the one of holding food in her mouth for 10 days. This is me exaggerating. 10 days, this child would hold food in her mouth and refuse to swallow. Sleep gone with the food in her mouth. I just remember that phrase. There is light at the end of this tunnel. There is light at the end of this tunnel. You will come out of this phase. You have to. It's me and you. I kept my blending, kept doing different combinations. Then I fell upon Ogre Secrets. Ah! It was like a light that hit me. Mommy's did I. My daughter ate Ogre Secrets for a year consistently every day. It was one kind of meal she ate, in with the different blendings and the mixes and the things, though, but she ate that thing every single day. When I now became pregnant with my son, we moved to a different place. Another issue. Different location, trying to source foods, trying to process how I would make the foods, and I'm pregnant. And again, I found myself alone, just me and her. I'll never forget. I had aunties, sister-in-laws, cousins, bro. Just give her the yogurt like that now. Don't you go and buy normal cereal. Feed this child food. I don't know why you're always... To the point where maybe for dinner she would have only yogurt and somebody would tell me, this child is just going to lose weight. She will not be healthy. She will lose weight. She will not be healthy. You need to start giving her real food. Give her milk to drink. Give her bread and tea. And I remember saying to one of them at some point, my child is my own child, though. Nami Bonam. Nami Bonam is my child. So please, I value your opinion, but it doesn't really matter right now. I'm going to do what is best for my child. I know what she likes. I know what she doesn't like. Really, at that point, I didn't really know what she liked and what she didn't like. But I stuck to my guns and I stuck to my heart. So, you know, we did the awkward secrets. I was pregnant. Sometimes we might eat 2 meals a day and be okay. Some days we'll eat four. I took her out to a restaurant. She nuzzled on corn like it was nobody's business. Some days I bought gummy bears and we ate the gummy bears. You know, so I'm just hoping that you're picking up different points of my story, but I'll keep going. Then I noticed something in particular about her. She didn't like things that were too sweet. So I always had to make sure that the food was slightly bland. If it was not bland, it was not too sweet, not too yummy, you know, just in between kind of things. Then I had my son. Oh, he brought me joy. Everything he would eat. I started him at 5 months because he was so ready. Like, if sand should fall on the floor, he might actually just lick it. So I started. Oh, and he ate and he ate and he ate. I would take him to my grandma's house. My grandma would tell me, "We are not feeding him enough. Feed him more. Feed him more." I said, "Mommy, his food is." I'll tell her, "Grandma, his food is portioned. His food is portioned. Different containers. And this is the way we give them. You don't give them more than what is in this container. You don't give them what I don't ask you to give them." And keep in mind, I have been the only person prepping my children's meals since the days they started eating solid. I don't let anybody do it, even if I'm going to travel. There was a period where I traveled for a while and I left my children with my grandma. I cooked like nobody's business and kept inside freezer. Went to Balogun Market, which is a market in Lagos, a major market in Lagos, and bought containers and stocked my grandma's feed. I said, "Grandma, they eat 3 times a day. Take one container, feed them." So back to my story, my son ate a lot and a lot and a lot. Then one day he just stopped. Like, he actually just stopped. Me and the nanny, at this point I've changed nanny quite a bit though. Me and the nanny, we are confused. Like, he has changed. Stopped eating. Ah! Then he started a new one. He would jam his teeth. Like, shut it. Like, he has like, they sewed his teeth together. In fact, it got so bad that I had to buy plastic spoon. Because there were these, you know, all these metal spoons that they give children and all. That's what we're using to feed. And I kid you not, when they are feeding my son, you'll be hearing clink, clink, clink. So I had to change before they would shatter his teeth. Change to plastic spoon. Even at that, he would jam his teeth. But the moment a single bit of it drops on his lips, he will lick it. Open your mouth. No. And then when he cries and he opens his mouth and a little bit goes inside, he'll swallow it too. But I was afraid of choking. So I told my nanny, "Please, if he cries and the crying is about to subside, then quickly put." It was like a calculated movement too. When he would cry, then he open his mouth. Ah. Then when the cry is subsiding, looks like he wants to quickly close his mouth, we'll just quickly put one spoon inside. I did that for 2 months, mommies. 2 months. Steady like that. Clinkly. In fact, at some point, I would hear my nanny crying. God bless her. God bless her soul. She's still with me to today. God bless her soul. Her patience was unwavering. And that was because she saw that I supported her. When she would complain about it, I would say, "Don't worry. Don't feed him again. The one you've done is enough." But she saw how I would slave in the kitchen trying to make different kinds of meals. So she too self, she was also trying to get him to eat the food. Meanwhile, on the other side, my daughter has started her vomiting again. We had entered back into the useless cycle we normally are in. She will vomit the food. In fact, at some point, I even said, "Maybe I need to deworm you." I dewormed. I was a regular with my deworming. Started deworming her. And she had regular bowel movements and she was growing. In fact, there would be periods where she would get really chubby, you know, and she would grow really tall. At some point, I told myself, "You know what? I don't even care again. I know the food is good I'm giving you. Whatever quantity you want, eat, go ahead and eat it. But you must eat this food. Come rain, come shine, come thunder." And like I told you, I threw a lot of food quite a bit. Some days I will make a kind of sauce, I will taste it, I'll be like, "Ooh, I don't know about this one, but let's try it. These people should see if you eat it." And they won't eat it. And I'll throw it away. I'll cook another kind of food. In fact, at some point, I think my nannies now started using it as a, you know, maybe if they didn't want to try too much, they'll just say, "Ah, auntie does not like this type of food, though." I said, "Try it again. Try it. Leave it. Don't use that container. Use another container. Try it again in 3 weeks or 3 months, you know, or something like that. But that food, I'm not throwing it away. You've only tried it once." Or where then my daughter developed a fear for food, you know, because we were so strict with her. Don't move. Sit down and finish. But the moment she finishes eating, she was so happy. When she now started the vomiting cycle again, then she had turned 2+ and she was heading to 3. Guess what the problem was? She didn't want pureed foods anymore. And I didn't know. I had to learn that the hard way. Today, present, when my children eat, sometimes I hear crying. Sometimes we're laughing. Sometimes somebody will bring an empty plate to me and say, "Mama, I had garri soup and meat. Mama, I had spaghetti and carrots. Mama, I had rice and peppers." And my heart would sing and I'd be so happy. And some days I walk into the room and somebody's mouth is swollen whole with food inside. They are not swallowing. We have different kinds of, you know, I mentioned, I think it was in a subgroup I mentioned that we have our garri turners. It's just a plastic spoon that they used to play. You just say, "See, this garri turner, I'll use it to turn you." Somebody will open their mouth to eat. The point of this, I've shared my experience. I've been through it. I have been through it. And still currently going through it. But my faith is unshaken and my strength is unwavering. I know what happens when a child doesn't eat well. I know the impact. I work in 9 to 5. As I'm talking to you now, this morning I woke up, it's a Saturday. I woke up this Saturday morning, found myself in a radio station at about 7:30 in the morning, which means that I left my house before that time. Meanwhile, some people are sleeping in their bed on a Saturday. Mind you, I've been at work through Monday through Friday, steady. After that, I attended two surgeries for two different patients. After that, found myself in PTA meeting. From PTA meeting, my husband said, "Let's go to wedding." I've not been at home today, one bit. Different cars, my phone is dead, you know, trying to help different moms on this platform. But I'm dedicated to the cause, and I'm dedicated to the cause because I know the impact and the power of food. So you see, picky eating, be ready for the work. I've just given you over 3 years of a journey, and I'm still on that journey. And like I said, there is light at the end of the tunnel. So mamas, please be ready for the work. I'm here with you for 2 weeks. It's gonna be hard. Some days are gonna be better than other days, but just be ready. Be ready for the work. All right, all have a good night, and I will see you tomorrow.